heaven. According to the Shepherd Institute in Slilforth, New Mexico, as of this date, there are over 2 trillion people in heaven right now. Wow. That's a lot of people. True fact, if you laid 2 trillion people head to toe and then wrapped all of them in foil, they would circle the Earth upwards of tons of times. The Shepherd Institute received a grant for this study from a conservative think tank based in Washington, D.C. that studies new ways to pay for justifying its existence. They commissioned the study after a prior study funded by the very same think tank showing that America is primarily a Judeo-Christian country, although not so much the Judeo part, whose laws are founded upon those ideals. Now, let's get back to the figure 2 trillion. This is based on a combination of all denominations that believe in the existence of heaven. That includes religions that have been in existence prior to AD 1 that may have believed in the concept, no matter how vague or undefined, of an eternal reward waiting for the followers of said religions after their mortal life on this earth was ended. For the purpose of this study, all heavens have been amalgamated into one heaven, which must share at least these 3 basic tenets. 1. Heaven is a reward for those who live and abide by the basic ideals as stated by their respective religions, regardless of direct contradiction of another's religion, which will also see its followers going to the same heaven. In other words, if one was a member of, say, the Church of Revenge, whose members were instructed to take the lives of doctors or nurses who perform or advise on abortions in order to win passage to heaven, they would be in heaven alongside Shakers, who believe that one shouldn't kill another human being under any circumstance, but should only help and aid in distress, and thereby might in turn help another attain the aforementioned abortion. 2. Admission to heaven is decided upon by an all-knowing supreme being of undetermined origin and physicality, who has complete knowledge of the entirety of one's life actions, inner thoughts, and intent. This being also has the ability to contextualize each action and thought within time, place, situation, cultural understanding of one's surroundings, one's chemical makeup, physical well-being, as well as forces of nature without. 3. Heaven itself in its physical description is either so breathtaking and awe-inspiring as to be literally beyond description by mere human language, or the exact opposite, able to be described by the following words or their foreign language, i.e. not English, counterparts: majestic, regal, royal, grand, stately, imposing, grandiose, magnificent, daunting, inspiring, remarkable, and extraordinary. Heaven must be said to be a place where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4.